Station Board for Sunday, November 19th, KPFK Local Station Board. Mr. Secretary, can you please take roll?
Yes.
Do you have an indication?
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace Aaron present. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron present. Jonathan Alexander.
Excused absence.
Marlena Bond.
Here.
Marlena Bond present. Sandy Childs. Excused absence?
Yes.
Sandy Childs, excused absence. Roberta Eidman.
Here.
Roberta Eidman, present. Stephen Franz, excused absence. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan Goodman, present. Stephen Kaiser.
Here.
Stephen Kaiser, present. Doug Kriegel, excused absence. Maggie LaPeak, excused absence. Ali Lexa, excused absence. Barbara Marbach.
She's not here yet. She may be coming.
Ishmael Parra.
Here.
Ishmael Parra present. Reza Poor.
Here.
Reza Poor present. Steve Pride.
Here.
Oops. Okay, Steve Pride is present, but not yet seated. Dorothy Reich, excused absence. Myla Reason.
Here.
Myla Reason present. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes present. Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor present. Lance Simmons.
Here.
Lance Simmons present. Fernando Velasquez. Fernando Velasquez present. Lisa Wong.
Feedback.
Lisa Wong's not here.
Chairman, Lisa Wong not here yet. Mr. Chairman, we have quorum with 14 present at this time.
Very good. Our secretary is taking roll, and we do have quorum. Are there any volunteers to be timekeeper?
I don't volunteer.
Okay, we have Stephen Kaiser volunteer to be timekeeper.
I'll volunteer as long as I'm here.
And Mansoor Sabah. So who would like to do individual, who would like to do period? Okay. Okay, very good. Stephen Kaiser and Mansoor Sabah. Do I hear them? Okay. Let's hear Mr. Reyes' point of order.
I have a point of order in regards to the contempt of court. That this LSB and the PMB is in violation of, is in violation of seating Sharon Brown as of October 26th. The order has been rendered, and at this point in time, this LSB is reflecting the will of the PMB, and it has been two consecutive times that Ms. Sharon Brown has not been able to be seated. There's been a gross violation of the law in regards to the contempt of court order. And I believe that this LSB needs to be informed in regards to that, and that Sharon Brown be immediately seated onto this LSB and onto a seat on the PMB, regardless of those people who had ascended, throwing her out and taking her seat on the PMB. And the person that replaced her here on the LSB needs to step down. The chair needs to make that decision to make sure that the replacement of Sharon Brown on the LSB be relieved of his duties, or her duties, and that Sharon Brown be immediately seated at the next LSB meeting. Thank you.
In regards to that point of order, I have informed local station board members electronically, and I will do now at this meeting, that in the case of seating Sharon Brown, okay, I thought this was small enough. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we turn the loudspeaker down? We're just getting like echoes and reverb.
Okay. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay. As regards to your point of order related to Sharon Brown, I have notified local station board members electronically by email and I will do so now at in person at this meeting, that the Pacifica National Board, as relates to the lawsuit from Sharon Brown, has appealed that decision to have Sharon Brown seated at local station board, at the KPFK local station board, and on the Pacifica National Board. So because that decision has been appealed, the decision has been stayed until the appeal has been heard. So your point of order is out of order.
Chair, I have not received the copy of your correspondence to the rest of the LSB meeting, other SB members. I have not received, and I don't believe Fernando or Reza have received a copy of your such notice that this decision has been appealed. As far as I'm concerned, this LSB and the failures of the lawsuit are going to be admonished by the judge, and there's going to be penalties and fines as a result of even an appeal. On a daily basis, there is a fine applied for each day that you willfully violate the court order.
Okay, as I said, I did send that information to people electronically. It was not actually an email from me. It was an email forwarded to all the local station board members from Bill Crozier, our executive director. So again, I'm informing you in person through this meeting right now of that decision, and I'm ruling that your point of order is out of order.
I'd like to immediately be given a copy of that correspondence,
because
I haven't received it.
Okay, you will have to wait until we have the minutes from this meeting to receive that. Yes, Mr. Kaiser, please.
So it's the decision of the National Board not to seat Sharon until the appeal is resolved?
The question was, it is not is that Sharon Brown is not to be seated until the appeal is resolved. That is correct.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. The legal ramification of an appeal of a mandatory order is that is to say, an order that requires something to be done. When that appeal is made.
Are you speaking as a lawyer?
I'm speaking as a lawyer who happens to be an LSB member, and I'm trying to explain this.
Are you
proprietor
in this case?
She is also a national director.
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Okay, there's too many points of order here. Let's let Jan continue, please.
I'm just trying to explain so that everybody understands that the legal ramification of an appeal of a mandatory order is to stay that order until the appeal has been heard and a decision rendered on that appeal. So the judge's order is stayed. The judge knows that it's been stayed. The legal system is just part of the legal system. It's not necessarily our decision or the PNB's decision about staying the order. That is a legal result of an appeal. So that appeal has been made. It's in process. And the orders relating to that appeal have been stayed because they're all mandatory orders.
Thank you. I ruled this point of orders out of order, and I think we just need to move on at this point. Okay, thank you. I will entertain a motion to see a new local station board member, Steve Pride, as a staff representative on the local station board in place of Ricardo Hernandez, who has resigned. Do I hear a motion to seat Mr. Pride?
So moved. Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded by Myla Reason and Jan Goodman. Are there any objections? Hearing none, Steve Pride, you are hereby seated as a local station board member. Welcome. Would you like to make a couple words to the local station board? Okay, well, we're pleased to have you back. Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda? Okay, I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda. Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda? Okay. Mr. Reyes, can we hear what your objection is?
I object because the proposed treasurer's report of the budget is not included in this. I want to know what happened as a result of us not being able to review and approve the budget. Did this go to the NFC? What kind of willful actions took place as a result of the majority of the will of this body to have a presentation on the budget? And there was no presentation made. And I would guess, I may be wrong, that the budget went ahead and it's in place now.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
The treasurer, if that's the case.
The budget has not yet been approved, so I'm not exactly sure what your objection is to this.
It's not on the agenda. It's for the reading.
I have under reports 4E, treasurer report, budget approval. That is when we, as a body, will have the opportunity to approve the budget, should we so desire to. So did that answer your question? Okay, so is there still an objection, or can I approve the minutes with no objection?
Agenda.
Excuse me?
I still object.
Okay, so we still have an objection to approving the proposed agenda. Mr. Secretary, if we could just take a hand vote on that, whether to approve or no.
All those in favor of approving the agenda as passed out, please raise your hand and keep them raised. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What's the motion?
Sorry. 13. Okay. To approve the agenda as cast out. 13. Keep your hands up, because I need to see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed? 1, 2, 3. 3 opposed. 13-3, I believe it passes.
Okay, thank you.
1 minute.
Excused absence request. Are there any objections to approving the excused absence requests? Hearing none, approved absence requests are approved. Mr. Secretary, please note Barbara Marbach is here. Can I have a I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from October. Okay, are there any objections to approving the minutes from October? Hearing none. Minutes for October are hereby approved. Can I have a motion to set time certain? Does anyone want to? Okay. I have an agenda that says we have 2.5 hours. So at, from 11, from 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, that would put it at 1.
I say time certain 2.
Okay, I have 2 time certain suggested, 1 for 12:30, 1 for 2. Okay, does anyone...
Oh, it's 2 o'clock, sir.
Okay, is anyone opposed to setting time certain at 2 o'clock? To 2 o'clock. Okay, hearing no objections, time certain is set for 2 o'clock. If we finish earlier, then we can leave earlier. Okay. We need to select the next 2 months' meeting dates and locations. Lawrence?
Before
So you're suggesting that we meet the second week of December instead of the third? Okay. Is there anyone opposed to that?
Wait a second. Would that be?
That would be December 10th. Okay. Is there anyone opposed to meeting December 10th? I have one person opposed. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Reyes? I just remember that the 10th is oppression beats resistance month. So oppression breeds resistance. Month on December 10th?
Oppression breeds resistance.
Month or
day?
Day. Could you?
That'd be a good day to meet.
Point of information, what does oppression meet resistance day?
No, breeds resistance.
Oppression breeds resistance. What day is that?
That's on the 10th.
I know that, but what is it, a national holiday? Is it some organization? Is it your holiday? What is it?
It's a movement day.
How old is it?
Fighting oppression. And it says it very distinctly. So I would like to move for the 17th.
Okay. I need to make the local station board aware of a couple of things related to days in December, if I may. But first, Lance.
What point are we scheduled to meet? December 3rd? Is that right now?
Our regular meeting is scheduled for December 17th. So we're discussing moving that date. Now, what I was going to say is that our general manager search committee is conducting interviews at this time. We would like to be able to present to the local station board in December our list of candidates. We would like to do it earlier in December if possible. So December 3rd or December 10th would be preferable to December 17th, because I'm sorry, Jan, go ahead.
That we meet on December 3rd if December 10th is not a good day.
Are there any objections to meeting on December 3rd, Mr. Kaiser?
Jeremy, what are you saying about needing more time to review who the nominees are for the executive director here at KPFK?
No, general manager.
General manager.
Right. We would like, because of the holiday season in December, we would like to avoid postponing the selection of a general manager because of the holidays. So we would like to be able to get the approval for our list of candidates for general manager for KPFK to the local station board for their consideration earlier in December.
To vote on them or to vote on the list?
To vote on the list. To approve the list of candidates selected by the General Manager Search Committee.
Which would be an executive session.
Which would be an executive session.
Chair?
So, yes, Mr. Reyes.
In regards to the end interviews, is there going to be some kind of way that we can review the interviews as well? I know the last time we had GM interviews, that was accessible to the LSV. They wanted to listen to the interviews of the candidates. And I'm hoping that could also be done with a confidential Dropbox on Google, and this way we could access those interviews like we did before when I was on the GM search committee. I'm sure that Fred would recall that as well. He was on the search committee as well.
I do not see any reason why you could not review the recordings of the interviews of the candidates from the list in executive session when we meet in December.
Well, what I'm saying is, even before the executive session, we allow LSP members to hear those interviews.
Yeah, at this point, I don't believe that would be appropriate.
Why
It's only open to the... yes, Mr.
Call
Mayor.
Call the orders of the day and not go off agenda.
Okay.
If we want to discuss something, let's get it on the agenda, but the agenda's been approved.
Right.
Okay.
So right now we're on...
F. Oh, excuse me.
So I have a motion that did not appear to have opposition to it to schedule December 3rd as our date for the next... Yes, Mr. Potter.
Yeah. Why is the 3rd was suggested, first the 10th and the 3rd? I didn't understand the reason for not the 10th.
I'm not opposed to the 3rd or the 10th. If you would prefer the 10th, maybe you could make a friendly amendment to change it from the 3rd to the 10th.
Can we make a motion to keep it on the 17th? Is that opposed to everybody? Just me?
I think we're going to need to vote on the 3rd, the 10th, or the 17th in that order. Could we do that?
I would request that we allow to vote on all three rather than a knockoff. So you check the hands on each of the three dates. Whoever gets the most hands wins.
Okay. So
but it allows you to vote for 2 days.
Correct.
Or 3 days.
Well, I would ask that each member only vote for 1 day when we vote.
No.
For your preference.
But if people are neutral about 2 days.
Yeah.
Again, I would ask for people to vote for their preference. Okay. The 3rd, the 10th, or the 17th.
I object to that.
He can ask it.
You don't have to. He's making a request.
Okay.
I'm going to do a hand count of those. First, I'm going to do those who would prefer the 3rd, then those who would prefer the 10th, and then those who would prefer the 17th. All those who would prefer the 3rd, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Please raise your hand and keep it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 for the 3rd. Okay, all those in favor of the 10th? 1, 2, 2 for the 10th? And all those in favor of the 17th? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Are there, so we have a vote of 13 for the 3rd, 2 for the 10th, and 4 for the 17th. Is there any objection to making the 3rd our next meeting date? Okay, I'm just asking. If there's no objection, we're going to meet on the 3rd of December. Now let's talk about location for the 3rd of December. Are there any preferences for location, for meeting location?
Give us a Peace Center.
Excuse me? The Peace Center, if it's available. And are there any objections to meeting at the Peace Center, if it's available?
I consider this to be an excellent venue.
Okay.
Very hospitable.
Okay.
And it's parking and so forth.
Okay. The question was, are there any objections to meeting at the Peace Center if it's available? Hearing none, do we have an alternate location if the Peace Center is not available that we would like to suggest?
Okay.
Second.
I'm not sure if this will be available. Would this be available on the 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections to meeting here on the 3rd if the Peace Center is not available? I'm sorry?
It is available.
Okay, yeah. So the question was, are there any objections to meeting here on the 3rd if the Peace Center is not available? Okay, well, there is no objections to meeting at the Peace Center.
So,
right. So then it's a done deal.
Well, it's a vote.
We don't need to vote if there's no objection. Right. So if there's no objection, we don't need to vote on it. Okay. The agenda says that we should vote on the next 2 months. So...
both of these.
I move the same story for next month.
So first, we need to determine a date in January to meet. We will be electing directors and... is it directors and also officers for the local station board?
I move that we go back to the regular calendar and meet the 3rd.
The 21st.
The 3rd's in January.
Which is January 21st. It's the 21st.
Okay.
I thought we elected local officers at the December meeting, but directors in January.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification there. I believe you're correct. I was just asking for clarification, and I got it. Thank you. Okay, so we will be electing local officers in December next month. We will be electing directors in January. I would, before voting on that, I know last year our January meeting was earlier in January because we wanted the directors... Do the directors still continue to serve until they're changed?
Yes.
So the 21st, is anyone opposed to meeting the 21st in January, back on our regular calendar?
The 3rd Sunday.
Hearing none, it's scheduled for January 21st of 2018. And Mr. Kaiser proposed that we have the same arrangement for January that we have for December, in that we will meet at the Peace Center if it's available, and if not, we can meet here?
Second.
Okay. Is there anyone opposed to that arrangement? Is there anyone opposed to Mr. Kaiser's motion? Hearing no opposition, it is so.
Now, in January 21st, this will be available also. The director here.
Okay, so we will determine that before we leave. I believe it's time for public comments.
Not stand in the center.
You're allotted time, 70 seconds. We're all going to sit here and listen to you stop talking, but I'll let you know when, and then when in 70 seconds.
In the matter of Sharon Brown and other plaintiffs versus Pacifica, the court ruled on October 26th that she be reinstated, or that Pacifica National Board and the local board cease its efforts to remove them. There is a precedent that you, ladies and gentlemen, might be in contempt of court currently, because in the case of Bernstein et al. Versus Pacifica in 2011, the PNB attempted to prevent four members of the board at the time to be seated as per a court order, and the court ruled that they were in contempt because an appeal does not automatically stay a preliminary injunction when it's prohibitory in nature. So please clarify why are you, in fact, setting... we're not following precedent and perhaps exposing Pacifica to being in contempt and fines that you might have to pay. Thank you.
I want to stress what she just said. We have to check what the legal situation is, because the last thing we need, Pacifica in general, is more costs that are unjustified. So thank you.
Thank you. First of all, it's a shame, it's una vergüenza, de que la programación en español esté sacada continuamente del aire. It's a shame that Spanish language programming is always preempted during fund drives. I'm not going to give you numbers, but this time, whoever did the pitching during those hours made less money than some of us used to do. Esta vez, quien sea que hizo esas horas, hizo menos feria que lo que nosotros hacíamos. You are a bunch of racists, and you don't want to believe that. You don't want to accept it. Ustedes son racistas. Because you are disenfranchising our community from becoming a member of KPFK. Ustedes están coartándole el acceso a la membresía a nuestra comunidad. That's what you are doing, even if you don't realize. And above all, too, it's a boycott against us. Friday, that was removed, is making a lot of less money than we used to do. Los viernes están haciendo todavía menos feria que lo que nosotros hacíamos. I'm speaking in two languages. And I want my time in two languages. Estoy hablando en dos lenguajes y quiero que se me dé tiempo en dos lenguajes. Porque KPFK ha sido sostenida con dinero de Ordóñez, Domínguez, Pérez. Because KPFK has been sustained for so many years of people with Latin names. No. When are you going to do even this fund drive? No, you guys who took over has been destroying this radio now. Even this fund drive, how long it went? ¿Cuánto tuvimos que hacer? Casi dos meses. And the last thing I'm going to say is this. I delivered a bunch of premiums to the premiums department. Yo entregué un montón de materiales al premium department. Those premiums were found in the news department. The premiums that I delivered were found there. They were never sent. And I have them with me. Okay? Nunca mandaron los obsequios que yo entregué. And I got phone calls from people who pay money, who promised to give money to KPFK, and they never got their receipt. Gente que prometió dar dinero y nunca le mandaron el cobro. So, someone, somewhere, is so racist, no, that he's trying just to align with Donald Trump and his legacy, no, to kick us out. You're facing so many court, right? You're facing courts. We are willing to take you to court too. Because under racism, it's discriminatory practices, that's what you're doing. When you disenfranchise our community, you don't allow us to become part of the radio station that is a community radio, you are disenfranchising one community. Si es necesario llevarlos a corte, los vamos a llevar a corte. Gracias.
Thank you for your comments.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to La Casa del Mexicano. Thank you for coming here. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning. I'm glad to have met, shake hands with a lot of you. I've seen you now. I know how involved you are, and maybe even what you do outside of KPFK. And I just want to let you know that when I was a listener, I had a very different perspective of KPFK, of Pacifica, and I was a listener for like at least 10 years. I would donate. If you want to look up Annette Aguilar, you can look up my donations. I very cared a lot for KPFK. I thought it was one of the coolest places when I moved to LA to find a place where I can hear about truth. But once I started becoming involved and maybe having that opportunity to talk about food justice in the Spanish programming, I understood why Rodrigo Argueta speaks the way he speaks. I understand that now because I feel sometimes treated like that. I'm so worried about the Spanish programming. And that every day we have to wake up just like when we're undocumented. What are they going to do? What is KPFK going to do to our programming? Why do they believe that we are not worthy? Why do they believe that if we're millions and Pacifica's mission is to represent that demography, why are they always trying to remove? Ladies, there's some ladies that put a motion. So I ask you to please, everyone, put another motion where you keep our hours, and we're not worried doing so much to try to save our hours, to try to save Radio Maíz and all the new Spanish programming. I do understand the way he speaks because I feel that I'm treated and I feel that I am ¿cómo se dice?
Discriminated.
That's how I feel. And I just tell you from my heart, not from anywhere else, because I was outside, listened to KPFK for years.
Look at my donations, my brothers, my family. They're part of Los Angeles. They're professors, they're teachers. They've been donating. And they are also sad to hear that you guys don't take care of the consideration that a lot of Latinos do doing the English. Please trigger that down and don't point a finger at us and say we don't donate, we don't care about KPFK, and that you want to remove. So I ask you to please put another motion and keep our hours in KPFK. Please, thank you, and have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Please turn yourself into 70 seconds. We've got a lot of people in here who have something to say. If we have enough time, we'll get back to you.
Excuse me, Jeremy, do we have any other comments?
It's up to you to announce somebody.
Good morning to all. My name is Delisa, and I am a poet. I write in Spanish and in English. I'm here in support to the Hispanic programming. I would really appreciate if you consider that we're millions of Hispanic, you know, Spanish-speaking audience as well, and we donate money as well. Estoy aquí en apoyo a la programación en español. Escribo poesía y estoy pidiendo que dejemos un poquito el racismo a un lado y pongámonos a pensar que somos miles. We're thousands of Hispanic donators. We do give money to your station, and we would really appreciate you guys take that into consideration and keep our programming up. Thank you. Good day.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public?
10 seconds. I do want to let you know that we are not just people that do a program on KPFK. We are in the community, working with community. We've been doing it for 10, 20, 30 years in Los Angeles, and we have the community and the organizations backing us up. We will do everything we can to support and to make sure those hours stay in KPFK, the new hours. So we have the support of the community. We will bring everyone out because we will defend. Because those hours are not for Radio Maíz. Those hours of food justice is to keep the Latino community out of obesity, out of autism, and out of all the diseases that are plaguing our community. We will defend with everything those hours. So just to let you know, en compañero, I have not seen you around. It seems like eres mexicano. Usted trae su camisa FML. ¿Dónde ha estado con nosotros? Ya lo he visto anteriormente. Por favor, no se esconda entre a esa área y venga acá donde estamos nosotros, por favor. Okay? Gracias. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Frank. You guys know me from the archives. Me conocen como Frank de los Archivos. I've worked there 12 years, started when I was 15. So, I've seen KPFK's constant changes. The only thing I can conclude is the listenership that is offered by the Latin American community cannot be missed out on. If you want to look at this from a market point of view, an economic point of view, you have NPR with NPR Latino. You have BuzzFeed doing specials with Latin Americans. It's an important market to be a part of. So it makes sense that we would integrate them, or at least allow them the space that has already been allotted to continue to draw in more listenership from a community that is avid and a supporter. And I'm here representing the Crips and Gorillas and all those things. And I'm saying, please do this, because I've seen what happens and what men like me are forced to do when you put us in these positions.
Hi, good morning. My name is Juan Parada. I am a theater director. I am asking for your support to continue the Spanish language programming. Without this programming, Spanish language theater will not have a voice. It is so important because it will kill us if you do not continue this. I ask your support to keep us alive so that we can continue sharing stories, so that we can continue giving a voice to the Spanish language theater companies. We don't have that support. We don't get government support. It is so challenging. We need you. So please, I ask you to consider that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a couple minutes left for public comments, and we will have another public comment session later in the meeting. Please go ahead.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Kenny Alcocer. Yo soy organizadora con Unión de Vecinos y también soy una persona indocumentada que me beneficio de los programas de KPFK. Hi, my name is Kenya. I'm an organizer with Unión de Vecinos, and I'm also an undocumented person that benefits from KPFK's programming in Spanish. Quiero nada más dos comentarios. Una, hay gente que habla español aquí y me gustaría que en el futuro quizás ustedes piensen en la justicia del lenguaje. Debería de haber traducción en estas juntas. There's people in Spanish and there should be language justice, and I would like to see translation being provided for these meetings. And cuando digo traducción simultánea para que la persona pueda hablar en el lenguaje que más se sienta confortable. And I mean simultaneous translation so people can speak in the language that they feel more comfortable in. La otra cosa es la programación en español es muy importante para nuestra comunidad, es donde damos información. Y con todo los ataques que hemos tenido por parte del gobierno federal, creemos que es importante que esta programación no sea eliminada. With the attacks that we've been having, our community has been having in regards to immigration and other issues here in our communities, Boyle Heights, we've had raids in Boyle Heights with ICE. It is important to maintain these programs that educate our community and give our community information. So please, maintain these programs, our livelihood sometimes depend on them. Thank you.
For the first session, as I said earlier, we will have a second session a little bit later in the meeting.
I'd like to move.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
So I'd like to ask the LSV members that are here present to raise their hands if they support Spanish language programming.
That's out of order.
You, the majority, are about
point of order,
take decision.
Speaking at two point, not been recognized.
Orders of the day.
Orders of the day, please.
You're about to go make a decision.
Be transparent about it. You're about to make a decision to, again, do away with the Spanish language programming. So I think it's critical for me to ask you if you support Spanish language programming.
I want to speak.
And that you raise your hands. Be transparent.
I want to speak to that. I want to speak to that.
You're out of order.
I understand, but so is he.
He is out of order. I ruled him out of order.
I want to speak to this audience. This board does not decide the programming. This is the governance board.
Order.
This board does not decide the program.
Mr. Aaron, please come to order.
Raise your hand if you support it, or you don't. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be Nazis.
Mr. Reyes, you're out of order. We are not discussing Spanish language programming on the agenda. If you would like to discuss Spanish language programming, then when we approve the agenda, you need to have that added to the agenda. You may do that next month. We're moving on with our reports. Our director's reports are up next.
Point of personal privilege. I'm not sure if that's what it is, but...
Probably not.
But, one of our members just impugned the integrity of... One of our members just suggested that we're Nazis, and I think that goes above and beyond. I think that needs to be censured.
Protect us, our Nazis.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to censure you for that language, Mr. Reyes.
That's fine with me. I still believe that.
Okay. Well, consider yourself double censured.
You can triple censure.
Okay. You're triple censured. Okay. And thank you, Ms. Reason, for bringing that up. Okay. So we have two directors present, is that correct? Or three? The GM report, the general manager is not here. The general manager, was the general manager report sent to LSB members?
Yes.
I did not do it.
No.
Okay. Maybe Ms. Blasdale did.
Okay. Okay. I think it was. I did not send it.
Okay. Thank. Yeah. And since she's not here, the general manager report will just be attached to the minutes as an addendum, as an appendix. And we're moving on with our director's reports. Ms. Which of the directors would like to go first? Mr. Sabah, Ms. Goodman, or Ms. Aaron? Ms. Aaron, please go first.
I have a suggestion. At this point, at this point, why don't we just take questions and then the directors can respond to questions?
Okay.
Is that okay?
First, let's hear any reports that you want to make, and then we'll take questions and answers.
Report.
Do you want to allocate any time to this?
In the last open session on Thursday, we voted on we approved a resolution to add national fund drive days, 5 days a year for support of the National Office, for support of the audits, and to help with ongoing difficult financial problems of the foundation, like backlog pension payments. Outside of that, there's been a lot of discussion in closed session because we're facing a very, very difficult time for the foundation. The Empire State Realty Trust, as you may know, was awarded a summary judgment against Pacifica for $1.8 million plus attorney's fees. Because we are in arrears in lease payments and license fees to the Empire State Realty Trust, where our antenna is on top of the Empire State Building in New York. So that's a very serious concern. We also have other pressing debts to the tune of immediately about $3.5 million. That includes the Empire State Realty Trust debt, summary judgment, plus other backlog payments to the same company, plus we are in arrears of about $850,000 in pension payments, and there are other pressing debts. Within the next 3 years, we'll have another $1.5 to $2 million worth of debt also. So this is a very serious financial situation that the National Board is grappling with, how to deal with this, because if we don't figure out a way to not have the summary judgment impact us, the Empire State Realty Trust can empty out our bank accounts at any time. They are capable of doing that now. They've done all the paperwork necessary to seize our assets. That could happen any day. So those are the situations facing the National Board. That's about all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Question?
We're going to listen to the director's reports and then go to questions and answers for all the directors.
So just to review what the general options are in the realm of solving these financial problems. Without saying, you know, which we're pursuing at this point. But I think there's, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth about it. I don't know how much any individual knows. But obviously whatever we do to get together the money to pay this debt, which we have to pay, we have to essentially sell or mortgage some of our property. We're lucky in the sense that Pacifica has assets, so this debt is not one that will put us under because we have assets to cover it. That also means that if we go, for instance, some people have talked about going into bankruptcy. Unfortunately, bankruptcy in this case will not reduce our debts because we don't have we have more assets than we have debts. So we would just, if we went into bankruptcy, we'd end up paying all of the debts that we owe plus all the attorney's fees for bankruptcy, which could be $1 million in addition to whatever our debts are. Essentially, the National Board is trying to figure out, you know, which assets are going to be sold or mortgaged, and that's the point at which we are now. And it's a very scary situation, and it's a situation in which horrible decisions are going to be made because, you know, something's going to have to go. Just a better note for me, it's a very hopeful note, is that in the course of these discussions about finance, which I can't get into detail because they're, you know, something that needs to be an executive session, that people on from both major caucuses on the National Board are working together. Some people from both caucuses are working together to grapple with this financial difficulty, and it is extremely heartening to me to see the very bright line division of votes has really broken down in the last couple of weeks because of people pulling together. And, you know, there's still people who are like, No, whatever, you know, they just vote no against everything. But there are a number of people on both sides who are working together. So that's really hopeful for me. And another thing that is similarly, we're doing a new national executive director because the current interim executive director is interim. And in that search, we have people working together from both caucuses who traditionally have not been working together that are working together very well with, you know, a clear goal in mind. And so it's really heartening to me to see that. And hopefully we will get a new executive director and maybe a new interim executive director soon that will have the experience and skills to help guide us through this horrible emergency financial situation that we're in.
Thank you, Mr. Silva.
I just want to add to the emergency of the situation. The financial situation is really dire. I mean, if things go according to what the Empire State Building wants to do, we might be shut down and all our assets taken. So for whatever there is out there, we should try to do as much as we can. And we are on the board. We're doing our best to solve the problem, buy us some time, so we don't have to lose any of our licenses or our building.
Can I add something? Sure. This item is on the agenda later on. It's the bylaws. I think it's on the agenda, is it?
Yeah.
The bylaws, number 7, is on the agenda later on. 6, I'm sorry. I can't spell my Roman numerals properly. But this is another issue that the National Board is dealing with, and that is bylaw changes to try to help make Pacifica work a little smoother.
Thank you. We're going to take a queue for questions and answers. I have Mr. Reyes, Ms. Eidman, Mr. Velasquez. Anyone else like to be on the queue? Mr. Kaiser. Okay, Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to speak both in English and Spanish. ¿Cuáles son las recomendaciones de ustedes para sacar de la deuda que está Pacifica? Hay tres opciones. Hay una opción de coger un préstamo contra el edificio de KPFK. Hay otra opción de vender una propiedad en Berkeley y también en Texas. So what I said was, what are the three options that are now being considered? What are the recommendations? I believe as an LSP member and other LSP members, we should be appraised of the situation step by step in regards to what the PNB directors are doing. My first question is what's the rationale, if there is a rationale, to take a loan out of and use KPFK building as collateral? Two, number two, what's the rationale of not selling the building at Berkeley? Number three, why isn't the Texas building in a very affluent neighborhood not being considered for sale or for taking or leveraging a loan out of that building? Why is it that the rationale might be that KPFK will have to put up its asset at the building to get that loan? And why hasn't it been reported transparently to the LSP members?